Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, April 16th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Birthdays. Born this day in 1889, the great Charlie Chaplin. From bio.com.
On April 16, 1889, Charles Spencer Chaplin was born to music hall entertainers in London, England.
He became a megastar. And more importantly, Chaplin took total control of making the films. He didn't just act in them. He wrote them. He directed them. He produced them.
Wilbur Wright of the Wright Brothers, born this day in 1867. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 67 today. On this day in history, April 16, 1947, the massive fertilizer plant explosion at Texas City on the Gulf Coast, killing about 600 people. From KHOU-TV in Houston.
The explosion of the French freighter Grand Camp left an entire town dazed and confused. Dr. Will Lane was in the Monsanto lab. He had been watching with suspicion the bright orange smoke of the burning ship docked next to the plant when it suddenly exploded.
And I thought, my God, it was a nitrate explosion. I'll probably lie right here and be burned to death.
He got up, looked over his shoulder at the burning tanks of benzene, and ran for his life.
Also on this day in 1947, financier Bernard Baruch, speaking at an event in South Carolina on the state of relations between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, he coins the term Cold War. From ABC, for those who don't remember it and for those who do.
For decades and decades, it was the stuff of nightmares.
Ordering a naval and air quarantine of Cuba.
East versus West.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
A Cold War with the hottest possible weapons at the ready. Massive nuclear arsenals to deter through fears of mutually assured destruction.
On this day 7 years ago, the Virginia Tech Massacre. Number one on the charts in 1970, it's getting very near the end for the Beatles. A long way from I Want to Hold Your Hand 6 years earlier, but they're number one with Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
On the KETR events calendar, a reception for Commerce Area alumni of A&M Commerce takes place from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening in the University Alumni Center. The guest speaker will be the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship, Wyman Williams. Refreshments will be served. RSVP at 903-886-5792, 903-886-5792. Our thought for the day is from General George Patton. If you tell people where to go, but not how to get there, you'll be amazed at the results. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we want to talk to you about some things going on here athletically at A&M Commerce. One thing, I haven't been in the field house lately, but I've seen the pictures, and you're tearing up the floor.
Absolutely, sure. Getting a new basketball court competition service for our basketball teams and volleyball teams, and something that's certainly kind of sorely needed. The original four that we've had in there they've been there since 1950. And I can tell you that floor wasn't meant to be taken up. there's been a lot of issues and a lot of things, going through that process, but it's certainly been a neat process to see. But it's going to be great to really have a new competition service for our kids.
They built it to last.
They did, absolutely. They don't build floors like that anymore. I can promise you that.
And you said, but there were some dead spots in the floor?
There was, yeah. We had a lot of dead spots. And I think just over time, those things happen, with humidity and moisture and those type of things. And, just the expanding and contracting of the wood, and it's 64 years old, so it's you know, at some point it just its lifespan's up, and I think it's probably been up for about the last 24 yeah. years. But
well, I guarantee you, before they put the air conditioning in that building a few years ago, there was plenty of humidity.
Absolutely,
in that,
no in question. That, in there that, still is
in that building in the summertime, especially. Well, there's quite a bit of basketball DNA being exhumed there in that building.
You're exactly right.
On that floor. I have seen some, but that floor will be ready, obviously, for
correct,
the volleyball season.
Yeah, it'll be ready for the volleyball season, but it'll actually be ready for graduation.
Oh, great.
So, because we all have to have a floor in there for graduation, so it'll be ready. It's about a 6 to 7 week process.
Now, what about the design on that floor?
Yeah, it's going to have a very unique design, much like football. Obviously, we've got to kind of continue that trend that we did there. But we'll have a lion head at some point in there. It's going to have some good color to it as well, which is, I think, is needed in the field house. So, be neat. I think people are really going to enjoy it and really like it. So.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing
absolutely.
That. Now, I have seen some artist rendering of a proposed A&M Commerce softball
yes,
stadium. Where
absolutely.
Does that stand?
Yeah, we're actually in the process of getting those bid packages in right now. We actually started doing some dirt work at an old Hubble Hall where that used to be. Started moving some dirt around and really getting some good foundation in there. So, starting to move forward with that. It's going to be, that process will take us until about September 1st to complete that entire facility. But it's going to be a very, very nice facility for us.
If you're going to have a softball team, you got to be competitive,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You have to have facilities
no
that will
absolutely.
Match up with other
you
schools.
You better believe it. Absolutely. And within the Lone Star Conference, softball is a premier sport. I mean, right now, WT is ranked number one in the country. You know, TWU is ranked in the top 25 as well. I think Angelo maybe as well. So, I mean, we've got several softball programs that are very good in Lone Star Conference. So, we have to be able to really compete with those other schools.
About what would the seating capacity for that?
Probably about 600.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But with obviously the possibility to expand it
absolutely.
If you ever should need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have that option, and there'll be some spaces on the side as well if people want to bring their lawn chairs and those type of things, and we'll have that opportunity. But yeah, if we need to expand and get bigger, we can certainly do. There's plenty of space out there. It will be built by September 1st of this year.
We'll be seeing then construction throughout the summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It'll start hopefully pretty shortly.
We're talking with Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Now, their first season will be a year from now.
Correct. Yeah, their first competitive season will be in the spring of 2015. We'll actually start some fall ball games in the fall as just part of a just a preseason type deal, if you will. But the first competitive season will be spring of 15.
And they will be playing there for their fall games.
They will, absolutely.
From time to time, people bring up baseball.
Yes.
And when you start talking about softball, the next thing is, well, what about baseball?
Yeah.
So what about baseball?
Yeah, I think baseball is certainly a sport we need to get to. And I've told several people that I want it to happen sooner rather than later. I'm actually kind of working on a funding model now that will help hopefully get passed. And I'm going to be able to meet with some folks about that as well. So I'm a big baseball guy. I love baseball. I think we need baseball. I think in this region, this area, I think baseball will be really good for us. I've talked to several potential donors and several alums as well that have said the same thing. And I think baseball can really put us on the map. So I'm hoping we can get that sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of high school baseball teams,
absolutely.
Players. It's a lot
yep.
of talent.
Absolutely.
In about a 100-mile
yeah,
radius
absolutely.
Or so.
Yeah, no, certainly. And I think it's a sport that can help increase attendance as well, you know, just enrollment and things that we have. It'll, you know, obviously it'll increase the number of student-athletes that we have, but then that way it can also – you know, for every baseball player, softball player, they're going to bring, you know, one, two of their friends to school as well. So hopefully it can help us with enrollment as well.
Mm-hmm. No kind of timetable on that?
No, I mean, not really. I think it's just going to depend on funding models. I mean, I hope within the next, couple of years that we're really moving towards that.
What is baseball like in the Lone Star Conference? How many of
it's
the schools?
It's pretty strong. It really is pretty strong.
Well, listen, thanks again for having a cup of coffee.
No, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much for having me.
Very good. Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.